Both Walker and Newman say they'd sign concealed carry legislation if it reaches their desk as governor. But Newman says what separates the two is Walker's voting record as a member of the state assembly.
When Scott was in the legislature, he co-sponsored and authored a concealed carry bill. When it got to the floor of the House, he actually voted no on it.
That's partially true. In 1999, Walker did co-sponsor a concealed carry bill, although that plan never got a straight up or down vote in the legislature or in committee. Walker did join almost all other Republicans in a procedural vote, blocking an attempt to pull the bill out of committee. But Newman also cites another Walker vote on concealed carry.
Problem is, he voted no a second time 2 years later on another concealed carry bill. And as I understand it today, he is in favor of concealed carry and has told the people he will sign it. So we're on both sides of that issue again.
Walker did vote against another concealed carry bill in 2002. He says that wasn't because of the bill itself, but because of the timing of the vote. Assembly records show it took place at almost 4 a.m. The Walker campaign issued a statement calling Newman's campaign a, quote, traveling circus of lies. Republican Representative Scott Gunderson, the lead sponsor on several failed concealed carry bills, called Newman's attacks ridiculous. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett has said in the past he opposes concealed carry. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.